This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:45. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and our next story is going to be about public fears surrounding wet markets. So the Malay Mail reported that wet market associations are concerned that customers are staying away from them as we've seen vendors testing positive for COVID-19. And this includes from PJ Old Town Market as well as Chowkit. And this also, I think, leads to a larger question, because while safety is a real concern, this also comes down to people's overall view of wet markets. For starters, there are people who are turned off from shopping in spaces with wet floors, livestock, certain smells, and just linking these things to poor sanitation. Sathya Seelan, who's the secretary for the Jalan Othman Wet Market Traders Association, says that some stall owners don't bother to clean up at all, which leaves behind clogged drains, unwanted stains, and a quote-unquote filthy market environment. And with this, right, it's also an issue of alternatives and convenience, because as we've touched on before, more people are buying their groceries and food online, especially so in this time of the MCO. And this ends up minimizing their contact with people. And then if you think about non-perishable goods and frozen foods, supermarkets may offer more choices. But of course, having said that, I do also know that wet markets continue to be a huge mainstay in communities, right? They are places for people to gather. They are also places for people to be able to have access to fresh, affordable food, and also to establish the relationships that you do with the vendors and to build those relationships over a number of years. And that is just not something that you can get from whatever limited interaction you have in supermarkets and nothing whatsoever online. So we are about to talk about cleanliness and how to maintain that in wet markets and how to improve that in some instances. But I'd also like to know, you know, from you guys, what role does the wet market play in your weekly shop? You know, is it a place that's important to you? Is it your first choice, your second choice, your never choice? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we're crossing over to Jenny Liu, who is the chairperson for the Persatuan Penjaja dan Peniaga Kecil Pasar Besar Taman Tun Dr. Ismail. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I should say thank you to you, Lynn, for inviting me to speak in your channel, you know, because I got lots of things to express. So where do we begin now?
Okay, that's what we like to hear. So let's start with how the wet market has been doing since the MCO started.
Fantastic. See, so I think I don't like the word that you use. I mean, wet market. Maybe I will write into TPKL to change it to a dry market. For those who have not been to my dry market, I feel so proud of it, you know. So we're doing very well. If way before the MCO started, you know, fantastic. We have customers come up to our place around about 3K or more than that, you know, every day, you know. Then from 6 to 2 p.m., we can achieve this figure, the customer coming to our market, you know. Well, of course, since the news, the one case really made us drop 60% of my clientele, you know. So we are pretty sad about it. Never mind. We are trying to comply everything the SOP set up by the KKM. So far, we are doing our best sanitization and everything, you know, to cope up with this one particular case. All right?
And so, for the people who are continuing to come to the market, do you see them being more particular about their hygiene or cleanliness?
In fact, to tell you, Lynn, before the implementation of the MCO, since March, or way back March 18, we are the few markets that started this sanitization and all that. We deploy the RELA people at our entrance. We close up all the entrance to the market, only front. You come in and you go out one exit. You want to control, you know. You come in, we will serve you with sanitization, and then you go out also, we serve you. We got people, we employ people to do that, you know. And then we don't want children to come in. Those without masks, then we deny the entry. We will give them masks. If they don't want to wear, we are sorry, you have to go away. We don't want them to come in, you know. These are the measures we're taking, you know, since March 18th. So all this while, we have been doing very well. Of course, a few days ago, we got the news, and then all this unpleasant thing that upset us already, you know. So we are trying our best to cope with it, yeah.
And we spoke earlier about how I think supermarkets and things like that might have changed people's perception of, you know, what cleanliness means or, you know, how to shop in what people think of as shopping in a hygienic environment. In general, could you maybe talk to us about the levels of hygiene and cleanliness at the Taman Tun market? You know, would you say that it was, you know, is a very clean market?
Yes. Our floor is all tile, you know, as you come up from the front. The steps, all the model of the market, you know, maybe one day I will invite you to come in and have a look. Those you have a clear picture of all this. We people patronize our place all over the world. And, you know, the floor, I can say that we are very proud of it. And I should thank DPKL that we're keeping the floor very clean. You can walk around our market with your belly shoes, with your high heel shoes. There's no problem. We don't have wetness as what you people portray from the wet market or Pudu or outside or anywhere. No. It is a modern market, modern dry market itself, you know. So we are very proud of it. And then we got people to mop it immediately because wetness, we got the people to clean it, you know, make it dry. We don't want people to fall down. We really take precautions, you know. And funny, what is the next question that you want to ask? So many things I want to touch on it. The cleanliness and all that, you know.
Well, when... You spoke earlier, I mean, I used the word wet market and you started off by saying it's not your preferred word.
Yeah, it should be a dry market. It's very clean, you know, Lynn. It's all tall. You can walk around with your high heel. You can even dance at our rhythm there with your dancing shoes and all that, you know. It's not like what your, perceive as like Pudu wet market and all those. It's not that, you know, the market. It doesn't look like that, you know.
And what did you do to ensure that happened? You talked just now about mopping. Is it also about, you know, ensuring that your vendors kind of practice good hygiene?
Yes, a group of cleaners to upkeep the place. Whenever anybody complains that is okay, someone just dropped the egg or dropped a cup of drinks, immediately they will wipe off very clean and all that, you know. And as you mentioned earlier, and this is a place that people come in, they make friends, you know, with their customers, you know, not like supermarket, you just buy a stock and that's it. Here is different. The relationship is different. We are here 40 years already. You know, our value customer around here, they like to patronize our market. Of course, now I cannot stop them because if the fear is there, you know. Because they're talking about life, fear. They all don't want to turn up, then I can't stop them. But we are trying our best. We already gone through all the tests, and then all our traders, the negative free, and inclusive of our foreign workers inside, all are free, except for our uncle, this old man. That's so bad, you know, that he contracted this disease. That's the thing. Yeah.
So ever since the news broke, you know, what are you doing now to try to reassure customers that it is, you know, it will be okay to return to the market?
Yeah. So this DPKL, every week, twice a week, Monday and Thursday, they will do sanitization and then cleaning up the market. And we sacrifice 2 days because we just want to play safe. We forego that. We want them to make the place, you know, safe for customers to come in. Not only for ourselves, for our customer and for the traders, for everybody. You know what I mean? Mm. So 2 days since something way back in March, every week, 2 days, they do sanitization. Of course, every day after the traders all close up with the business around 2 o'clock, the people will spray again, spray all the sanitizer again, you know. So this one, we are doing that every day. And then upon that, the bigger one will be on Monday and Thursday.
And are there also SOPs for stall owners?
Oh, yes. They also observe that, you know. So every morning, you can see we draw up all the lines for the people to line up, the distance, social distancing. And every morning, before they start the business, they have to come up to take the temperature and also sanitize themselves before start off with their business, you know.
Are you optimistic then that customers are going to return? Do you feel, you know, that you have built those relationships and people will come back?
Oh, yes. Well, as you, I strongly, very happy that you mentioned that the strong relationship with our customer over the years. It's not a short period of time, Lynn. It's 30 over years coming to 40 years. They like it. They go there. They can choose the sayo ulam there. I want this. I want that. And then the ayam over there, I want to cut the way I want it. They already know. Even the fish also, you know. And one more thing, I meet a lot of visitors from overseas, or they come to our place. They're surprised that our market, no flies, which means I'm very proud. Our produce is very fresh. Our produce is very fresh. Then these people can comment that, you know. You know, like we Malaysians, we're dealing with foreigners. They're very particular, you know. And average, I can tell you, my customer, the expatriate, Japanese, Korean, and all that from European countries, average about 200 above, patronize our market, you know.
And we just have about a minute left. If you would like to leave us with a message in this time, you know, what message would you want to leave us with?
Okay. I just want all our value customers, please come back to us. The place is safe. It's just too bad. And to tell you frankly, this uncle family, they just tested their children, the juju, all is negative test. And he acquired this. I think he visited, Masti India often, or why he acquired it, imported the disease. Definitely. I mean, of course, I cannot prove it. It's beyond my condo to prove it that it's from the market or what. But anyway, I can tell them to do come back to us. Because Raya is just around the corner, and we've still got a lot of fresh foods and all that to provide me for my customer. Yeah? And here, I want to wish them Selamat Hari Raya, and stay safe and stay healthy to everyone. Yeah? All right?
Absolutely. Jenny, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Jenny Liu, chairperson of the Taman Tun Dr. Ismail Market Traders Association, talking to us about, the active steps that they are taking to welcome customers back in light of the fact that we are seeing markets and wet markets being in the news quite a bit lately. Let us know, you know, what role do wet markets play in your shopping? Do you enjoy shopping there? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.